Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's always such a joy to know that day by day, we can come before you with your word in hand, knowing that you're ready to teach us more about your ways, your principles, and about yourself and Jesus Christ, your Son. And I pray today, Lord, that we will discover things in your word today that you want us to know. We ask you to teach us by your Holy Spirit, that he might guide us into all truth, even as you said he would. And we'll give you thanks for this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Conspirators Hung. It's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 2, and verse 23. A conspiracy had begun in the kingdom of King Ahasuerus. Bigthan and Teresh were wrathfully planning to assassinate the king. Without them knowing, Mordecai heard of their plan and revealed it to Queen Esther, his younger cousin. In chapter 2 and verse 23 of the book of Esther, we discover the results of that unveiling, where we read, "And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out. Therefore, they were both hanged on a tree, and it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king." The verse begins, "And when inquisition was made of the matter, it was found out." There's an old saying that applies to this situation: trust, but verify. We may imagine that Esther immediately took the words of her cousin Mordecai and told the king or his main chamberlains about the plan. It was shortly thereafter that the questions and investigations began to take place. Once an inquisition occurred, those who were investigating found the accusations to be true. We can only imagine the emotional reaction to this discovery. Our verse continues, "Therefore they were both hanged on a tree." Treason was unacceptable, and judgment against it was quick. As soon as the verification of the plot was accomplished, Bigthan and Teresh were hung on a tree. There was no appeals court, death row, or second chance. They were both immediately executed. What is interesting, and it plays into a later part of our story, is the next phrase, "And it was written in the book of the Chronicles before the king." Evidently, when people were executed, there was a recording of the incident and why it came to be. This book of Chronicles, or Times, became the manuscript of judgments within the kingdom. We are told in the book of Revelation that there are books being kept with all the records of every action of mankind. Have we ever stopped to wonder what all those books have within them? Would there be pending judgment for us should any certain plot or sin against the King of Kings be revealed? It's quite one thing to look at the lives of Bigthan and Teresh and believe they deserve their judgment, and quite another to examine our own lives. For we who have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, each plot, each misgiving, each treasonous act and sin have been forgiven, forgotten, and blotted out of God's holy books. However, for those who have not received Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they will only have the recordings as their defense. Doesn't it seem much wiser to go in advance to the one who holds judgment against any conspiracy within his hand? May we bow to receive mercy and grace from him well before the tree of retribution is established for our eternity. Next time, we will begin a new chapter and be introduced to yet another character, Haman, who has an important role in this story. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.